Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
All right, welcome back. I'm with Craig Rivet. Darren Dreger is going to join us on FaceTime here, and Martin Biron, who's here physically, but
I got fired.
Mentally, he is still so at TSN.
What are you talking about?
You're the guy that gets traded to a team, but you still wear the old undershirt and
you're
stuff.
You're FaceTiming your old team in the room.
Right now?
Hey, guys,
what are you guys doing?
Guys, I saw so-and-so at work yesterday. Oh, I miss being with you guys. Oh, you're so great. But I'm here. Dregs, how are you?
I'm not bad. How are you guys?
Good. Do you get that feeling from Marty that he just his physically he's here, but his heart is there?
Yeah, in part. But, I mean, Marty is a friend to everybody. I don't think Marty has ever had an enemy in his life. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I had one. So. His name was Matt Cook. I think a lot of people had Matt Cook as an enemy, but that's okay.
So there's that. There you go. I thought you were
I got fired again. I'm on my way out.
I thought there was going to be more to that conversation than that. What's up, Dregs? First of all, number one, are you parked or are you just on the 401 or the QEW or what?
Well, if I was on the 401 or QEW and I was staring into my phone, we'd have a problem. No, I'm parked. I'm just outside the TSN studios. I've had a busy week, guys. Not complaining. It's been a good week, but planes, trains, and automobiles for me this week. But I'm back in Toronto. I actually did the Leaf game last night against Calgary Flames, and now I'm parked in the TSN compound. I've got to do a radio show, Leafs lunch at noon, and that's about it for the week. So, hold on. I've got the Ottawa game. Ottawa, Calgary tomorrow, so my week continues.
Let me ask you, Dregs. We had a question, and PD asked, who is the young next OV goal scorer-wise? And I threw out names like Pastrnak and Matthews, and you've seen both of them go. Which one will be known as the pure goal scorer, kind of like OV was in his heyday and continues to be?
Well, that's coin flip right now between Pastrnak and Austin Matthews, but for me, it's Austin Matthews, and he was a little quiet last night. I'm not going to lie. That line in particular, he and Marner, which going in, I described as the most dynamic duo in the sport right now. Now, that can change game by game, week by week. And last night, it changed because they weren't nearly as dynamic as what we've seen. But, Austin Matthews' ability to put the puck in the net, his accuracy with the shot, is somewhat reminding of Alex Ovechkin. We had a quiz question or some type of question yesterday as part of our coverage asking if we thought it was possible that Austin Matthews could score 60 this year. And I think Jeff O'Neill said 0% chance. Dave Poulin said 40%. And I went with 20%. Now, he's got a lot of ground to cover. What do they have left? 34 games, 35 games.
Yeah.
So he's got to score 26 in that time frame. I gave him a 20% chance. I think he's capable of that. So for all things considered, especially when I look at, the chemistry that he has with Mitch Marner, the way Austin Matthews has played the last few weeks, maybe even since Sheldon Keefe took over on the bench from Mike Babcock, I think he might be the closest in terms of that pure goal scorer sort of label.
Darren Dreger joining us here on the Instigators as he always does on Friday at 11:30. I want to just ask, you said it's been a crazy week. What has been the biggest storyline for you this week?
Would be the Gerard Gallant firing of the Vegas Golden Knights. Did not see that coming in any way, shape, or form. And I guess I was just about as surprised with Ray Shiro getting gonged as general manager of the New Jersey Devils, but I mean, you've got the Vegas Golden Knights, who won, by the way, as we know, last night with Pete DeBoer on the bench. you know, fighting for the division lead in the Pacific Division. They were 3 points out at the time that Gallant got let go. And I knew how popular a coach Gerard Gallant was in Vegas, not just with the fans, but with the players. So this is like a Lou Lamoriello type of move by Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights, because he's going with his gut. He doesn't care about popular opinion. He's seen something in the play of the Golden Knights over the past month, maybe month plus, that led him to a real drastic decision. Now, I don't think that McCrimmon makes this call without Peter DeBoer being available. And I've always said this, when you fire coaches, you better damn well be sure that there's somebody better available. And at least in the mind of Kelly McCrimmon, and by extension, George McPhee, and maybe by extension, Bill Foley, the owner, Peter DeBoer gives them a better chance to get back to the Stanley Cup and perhaps win that Stanley Cup. So this is a pretty big gamble by Kelly McCrimmon. But from the Lou Lamoriello book of plays, I can understand it. Bold, but that's the big story for me this week.
Big news coming out of Carolina. Dougie Hamilton, their all-star defenseman, going down with a pretty gruesome injury, breaking his fibula. Yeah. What are they going to do to try and replace this minute eater on defense, this point producer on defense? What are their thoughts moving forward?
Well, you know what, Riv? I'd be real surprised if they now use what they've got, which is depth in that position on the back end, as currency to try and add a forward. Because, you know, countless times we've speculated on what the Carolina Hurricanes might do in trying to acquire a Kasperi Kapanen or an offensive piece. And all along we've talked about, well, maybe they'd use, you know, some of the assets that they have on the defensive side of things. They're not going to do that. I can't imagine they do that. As to how you replace Dougie Hamilton, I don't think you can. This is devastating. This is heartbreaking for all the good hockey reasons. I mean, Dougie Hamilton was having a miraculous, an unbelievable year for the Carolina Hurricanes, solidly in the conversation for Norris Trophy, and then something devastating like this happened. So I don't know if Donnie Waddell is just going to try and eat some of those big minutes up internally, whether or not he does feel compelled to drift into the trade market and acquire a piece. But it's no different than any other big minute, big offensive defenseman going down on any team in the National Hockey League. You just can't replace guys like that. You can try and cover off their minutes with either bringing in a piece to add a bit of depth to that position, but you don't replace a player like Dougie Hamilton.
Now, just on a side note, Nino Niederreiter, he's, what is he, on the fourth line right now? Is he a guy that's available?
I would think he would have to be, you know, for that very reason. And you can look around the National Hockey League and see other players that are similar to that. I mean, there's been yet again more speculation around Sam Bennett of the Calgary Flames as an example. I mean, there's a young guy who is, you know, kind of getting to a point of the crossroads in his career whereby he needs a change of scenery. So maybe Nino Niederreiter needs exactly that. You know, there are two players who I'm sure they believe that they're top six worthy, certainly top nine worthy, but on some nights they're either in the press box or they're playing on the fourth line. So I think a lot of teams are at a point now as they come out of their scouting meetings where they've got a real good handle on the misfits or the potential trade bait items on every team's roster. And I think that Nino Ryder probably fits into that category. In fairness, I haven't heard his name out there in trade speculation, but I'd be shocked if he wasn't available to some degree.
Now, Drags, I moved away from Canada when I was 20 years old, and I've not lived in Canada since then. I thought we were all friendly and nice people. What's happening that now Calgary and Edmonton want to go to World War over Cassian and Tkachuk, and now Perreault and Vancouver, Jake Virtanen, they're going to war because Perreault said basically if Virtanen comes after me or anybody that comes after me with an elbow, they're going to have to eat my stick. Like, where is the line being drawn with some of the post-game comments and some of the discipline that's being handed out by the National Hockey League and George Parros?
Well, I can tell you this, and I say this with 100% confidence. I can guarantee that Andrew Peters and Craig Reveille a number of times over the course of their career in their dressing room, out for beverages, whatever, said in a private setting, if that guy does that to me again or even tries, he's going through my stick. Yeah. I mean, that's a comment that hockey players make. But you don't make it in front of a camera. You don't make it to the media. I don't care how pissed off you are. And I understand why Perreault was upset. I mean, at the very least, that's a penalty. And based on how the Department of Player Safety often mets out its form of discipline, you could make a case that that was a suspendable offense. But, you know, the Department of Player Safety, of course, looked at that play a dozen different ways. They felt that the force wasn't significant enough to rise to the level of supplemental discipline. And my understanding is, based on the people that I talked to, that they felt that the elbow of Vertanen actually grazed the chin or beard of Matthew Perreault, and the impact was more to the shoulder. Perreault clearly didn't disagree. But the problem now is, based on what he said to the media, he's now gone on record saying that he is going to take matters into his own hands. So if he were to do something moving forward with his stick, anything stick related, well, guess what? George Parros and the Department of Player Safety are going to say, hey, man, you went on record saying you were going to do this. Now you've done it, and we have no choice but to apply supplemental discipline. As for the Cassian and Matthew Tkachuk nonsense, we're all going to watch January 29th. I'm okay with everything that's gone on there because I'm sick and tired of talking about the eighth of an inch offside reviews. This gives us something fresh. This is real emotion in the National Hockey League, and the Battle of Alberta is now no longer a fabricated rivalry. This is legit. Now, the National Hockey League wasn't amused by Zach Cassian's comments, and I know, as we reported on Insider Trading, that Colin Campbell, you know, called both general managers to say, hey, tone it down. We know that George Parros is going to attend that January 29th game, and undoubtedly, Stephen Walken, the head of officiating, is going to have, you know, a veteran officiating crew manage that game as well. But we're going to watch it, aren't we? Because of everything that we're seeing right here in the aftermath.
I think Parros is ruining the party by going. He's totally ruining the party by going. We got to talk to you about Sabres. I mean, obviously, Jason Bottrell was on with Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on, I think it was Monday. Help me out. Maybe Tuesday.
Monday, I think.
This week. And, you know, said obviously, Tuesday? You know, trying to make trades or moving pieces, Erod being one, Bogosian being another, maybe others. Anything on that front?
No, I checked in this morning because I know that, hey, I'll give you guys credit. Normally it's the first question you ask. So now it seems like it's the last or the second last. But I checked in this morning. I'm told that there's nothing imminent. And again, it's not through a lack of effort or interest. We know what the Buffalo Sabres would like to add. But, you know, no different than the Philadelphia Flyers. I mean, Chuck Fletcher would like to add a forward as well. But he's hoping and expecting that Nolan Patrick is going to be able to come back. And that might feel like a significant trade. Jeff Skinner, it sounds like he's going to be healthy enough to return to the Buffalo Sabres, if not right after the break, then very soon after the break. So maybe that adds an internal injection to that forward core. It's going to need to. Skinner has to. That's what he's paid to do. So if he can do that, it takes a little bit of the pressure and the heat off, but that doesn't mean that Jason Botterill won't stop looking or stop talking to other teams about the potential of a trade and adding another forward.
All right, Dregs. Well, that's on this day in 1981. I got to tell you, Motley Crue was formed. Are you a big Motley Crue fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a big Motley Crue fan, but I'm a Motley Crue fan. I like some of that old stuff for sure.
Did you watch the movie?
With you. No problem.
Did you watch the movie that they came out with last year about Motley Crue and
called
all
the Dirt?
The Dirt.
And the movie was Dirt, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I you know what? I think I watched like maybe 15, 20 minutes of it, snippets of it, but I didn't watch the
I thought
whole
it was
thing,
good.
Tough
Ribs
to,
is
it
with
was tough
me.
To watch, wasn't it, Drex?
No.
Yeah. You know, I'm not really a movie guy. I'm not going to lie. I like, although this one is more of a documentary type of thing. I prefer the documentary style. Like, I don't know, you guys watched The Irishman. It was like 3.5 hours.
Yep.
I mean, it was okay, but I got up about 17 times, went to the fridge, did all kinds of things and came back and felt like I didn't miss anything. So that's why I don't watch a lot of
movies. That's the only thing that's keeping me back from watching. I said that's the only thing that's keeping me back from watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the length of time.
No.
Dregs had a segment with us on Skype while he was watching The Irishman. Like, that's pretty multitasking right there.
No question. No question. Dregs. But my attention span doesn't last very long.
Hey, you know, you're talking to the right crew for that. Listen, thanks for your time today. We'll talk to you next Friday. Try to dig some dirt up, eh? Anything.
Just the crew.
Make something up. Next weekend, Dregs going to come on here. You're going to make up some fake news if you have none. How's that sound?
No. I'll leave that to your other guests on other days of the week to make stuff up.
Wow.
There you go. Wow.
Nice. Kaboom. I love it. All right, Dregs, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.